2. Overall requirement and policy orientation for economic and social development in 2024. This year marks the 75th anniversary of the PRC. It is also a crucial year for achieving the objectives and tasks laid down in the 14th five-year plan. For the government to deliver, it is important under the strong leadership of the Party Central Committee with Communist Xi Jinping at its core to do the following. Follow the guidance of Xi Jinping's thoughts on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. Implement the guiding principles from the Party's 20th National Congress and the second plenary session of the 20th Party Central Committee on the guidelines of the Central Economic Work Conference, adhere to the general principles of pursuing progress while ensuring stability, fully and faithfully apply the new development philosophy on all fronts, move faster, create a new pattern for development, and promote high-quality development. Deepen reform and opening up across the board, achieve greater self-reliance and strength in science and technology, strengthen macro-regulation, expand domestic demand and deepen supply-side structural reform, promote new urbanization and all-round rural revitalization in a coordinated way, ensure both high-quality development and greater security, boost economic vitality, prevent and diffuse risks, and improve public expectations. Consolidate and build momentum for economic recovery and growth. Continue to effectively pursue higher quality development and properly increase economic output, improve the people's well-being, maintain overall social stability. These efforts will ensure that we make further progress in building greater country and advancing national rejuvenation on all fronts through Chinese modernization. A comprehensive analysis and assessment shows that China's development environment this year will continue to feature both strategic opportunities and challenges, with favorable conditions outweighing unfavorable ones. China has distinctive constitutional strengths, and our country's capacity for scientific and technology innovation continue to grow. And on the other hand, we should not lose sight of the challenges remaining. The main target for development this year are projected as follows: the GDP growth of around 5%. Over 12 million new urban jobs. Surveyed urban unemployment rate of around 5.5%. CPI increase of around 3%. Growth in personal income in step with the economic growth. A basic equilibrium in the balance of payments. Grain output of over 650 million metric tons, a drop of around 2.5% in energy consumption per unit of GDP, continued improvement in the environment. In setting these targets, we considered involving a dynamic at home and abroad and other relevant factors. And it is not easy for us to realize these targets. We need policy support and joint effort from all fronts. We should adhere to the principles of pursuing progress while ensuring stability, promote stability through progress, and establishing new before abolishing the old. We should also be stabilizing employment and keep expectations economic growth stable. We should also take good care of formulating measures and overhaul and abolish policies regulations that hinder high-quality development. We should intensify counter and cross-clinical adjustments through macro policies. We should properly enhance the intensify our proactive fiscal policy to improve its quality and effectiveness. We have set the deficit to GDP ratio for this year at 3% and the government deficit at 4.06 trillion yuan, an increase of 160 billion yuan over the year 2023. This year, 3.9 trillion yuan of special purpose bonds for local government will be issued.
一些重大项目建设的资金问题。
And also, we need to systematically address funding shortage facing some major projects for building a greater country, advancing national rejuvenation. These funds will be used to implement major national strengths and build up security capacity in key areas. 1 trillion yuan of such funds will be issued in 2024. The additional government investment is needed in many sectors this year. We also need to take efforts to meet the people's basic living standard and strictly control general expenditures. The central government will increase transfer payment to local governments for ensuring equal access to basic public services. Governments at the provincial level should allocate more physical resources at the low-level government to see to that the primary level, the basic living needs are met. We also need to intensify the oversight on accounting. We should implement a prudent monetary policy in a flexible, appropriate, targeted, and efficient way. We should maintain adequate liquidity at the proper level and see that the aggregate financing money supply stay in step with the project dynamic growth and CPI increase. We should work for the steady decline of our financing cost. We should ensure the stability of the capital market. The RMB exchange rate should remain generally stable at an adaptive balance level. We should also enhance the consistency for macro policy orientation, promote overall national development, strengthen coordination between fiscal monetary employment, industrial and regional scientific and technological policies. Policy coordination should be enhanced so that we could form better synergies. In policy making, all localities and government departments should heed and draw on the propositions and views of our parties, and also address the concerns of the enterprise-related policies to build this better environment for the implementation of the policies. In order to fulfill development goals and tasks of this year, we must act on Xi Jinping's economic thinking and devote full energy to promote high-quality development, apply systematic thinking, pay attention to and properly handle major relationships, and develop in-depth plans to advance all areas of work and the overall structure in mind, and also promote high-quality development and make greater achievements.